Praise the Lord, everyone. Today we're going to have a Bible study with the Psalm 20, which is called Prayer Asking for Victory. The words of this psalm is a kind of ceremony before the battle, entrusting its king in the hands and blessing of the Most High God, giving words of blessing, protection, and trust so that his anointed go to the battlefield to win. Commentators claim that there are two possibilities in the words of this psalm. Number one, they could be David's words for his people, or from the people to their king. Those are the two possibilities. It is clear that a military battle is being anticipated in his desire to emerge victorious from it. David had the confidence to entrust himself to God, just as he did before Goliath. And at the same time, he was convinced that he could declare victory even before going into battle. This psalm can be divided into three sections. Section number one, it is prayer of petition, verse 1 through 6. Verse 1 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." It is clear that this God of heaven always listened to David. He is the only one who came to rescue without taking into account how deplorable the situation he had gotten himself into. That's the only God can do. Help and support. David had recovered the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and that made a kind of symbolism when mentioned in the presence of God, believing that from Zion, that is the holy mountain, God will send the people, the forces, and the support. Memory of your offerings and accept your burnt offering. The people of God brought offerings to the Lord for different reasons, some volunteers and others imposed by God himself. And there you will carry your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the high offering of your hands, your vows, your free will offerings, and the first fruits of your cows and your sheep. Deuteronomy 12, verse 6. The burnt offering was especially for sin, and when it was burned, there should be nothing left. Everything had to be consumed by fire. May the Lord give you according to the desire of your heart, all those according to the perfect will of God. God himself will not approve of something that does not go according to what he wants for his people. It is true that everything that happens to us helps us for good, but that is for those of us who love God and are called according to his purpose. That's in Romans 8, verse 28. That is, the enemy people had their own gods, and they loved their gods. But David and the people of Israel loved the only wise God who will listen to them and always help them. The joy of God's people comes on salvation. In this moment, understanding salvation as a victory, that is to say, for having brought him out without suffering any injury, with no problems regarding the battle that the anointed of the people will face. Section number 2 in this Psalm 20 is type of trust. You can read that in the verse 7 and 8. While the others trust in their own forces, in their weapons, in their carriages, swords, in the number of men that make up their army, David, his army, and God's people trusted in God's name. It is certain that David knew how the Lord had given Gideon victory with 300 men over more than 100,000 Midianites. You can read that in Judges chapter 11. He knew how God himself had given him the victory against Goliath with just 5 stones and 1 sling. You can read that in the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 40. It was clear to him that the walls of Jericho fell just by blowing the trumpets and shouting, You can read that in Joshua chapter 6. David believed that the best weapon of God's people was God himself, and not metal weapons made by human hands. On the section 3 of this Psalm 20, you can read verse 9. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. This last section is dependency. We could summarize the request of this psalm like this. God, answer us when we need you. Do not leave us alone. Do not forsake us. Help us. Protect us. Take care of us. Give us victory over the enemy. We could summarize all this Psalm 20 with those words. David had many battles, from facing giants, from running away from King Saul, even running from his own son, Absalom. He had also faced loneliness, lack of faith, affliction, oppressors, slanderers. David, before all the previous enemies, always ran and put his trust in the Almighty God. That God is the one who gives the victory. I invite you to surrender to Jesus. He is our deliverer. Brethren, I would like to say that Jesus is the only way that you can have with you trust always, and he will give you the victory. In Jesus' name.